Monsieur l'ambassadeur de Norvège, vous avez la parole.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Norway. Would like to thank UNHCR for the presentation of the updated global appeal for 2019. We thank High Commissioner Grandi and UNHCR for their relentless efforts to provide protection and assistance to refugees and IDPs. Norway would also like to acknowledge the efforts of UNHCR staff in the field, who often carry out their work under very difficult circumstances. 2018 has been a remarkable year for UNHCR. We commend the High Commissioner for finalizing, in consultation with states, the Global Compact on Refugees. Its broad support reflects the ambition of the international community to operationalize the principle of burden and responsibility sharing and to galvanize action for an improved response to refugee situations. Norway is concerned by the continued growth in needs and the budgetary constraints UNHCR is facing. I'm therefore pleased to announce that Norway will, subject to parliamentary approval next week, contribute Norwegian kroner 380 million, US dollars 45, to support UNHCR's core activities in 2019. This is an increase of 8.5% compared to last year's contribution. The increased support underlines Norway's appreciation of UNHCR as a strategic partner and our commitment to continue our cooperation to protect and assist forcibly displaced persons. As in previous years, this is unearmarked support which can be used across all four pillars of UNHCR's budget. We believe that this will contribute to necessary level of flexibility and predictability. And we encourage the UNHCR to continue to develop reporting that ensures visibility for donors' unearmarked contributions. Visibility is key to increasing these contributions from current levels. In addition, Norway will continue to provide earmarked funding for refugee response plans, supplementary appeals, and other appeals throughout the year. So far in 2018, Norway's contribution to UNHCR amounts to around $96 US in total. Norway would like to stress the importance of transparency in the management of finances throughout the organization, including the timely sharing of information with donors. It is equally important that the UNHCR maintains adequate internal procedures and capacities in order to deliver services to its persons of concern in a cost-effective manner, including by implementing proper risk management, control, oversight, and accountability measures. Norway launched a new humanitarian strategy this fall. Our thematic priorities are protection, women, children, and youth, refugees, and IDPs. Prevention and response to SGBV as well as education remain high on our agenda. We need to work better and more efficiently with cash-based assistance where market conditions are conducive, with innovation, new partnerships, and within the humanitarian development nexus. UNHCR can rely on Norway as a consistent partner. We stand ready to continue our common efforts to provide a better and dignified future for all persons of concern to UNHCR. I thank you.